It was a narrow stream, getting drier as the summer progressed, high-banked and muddied in the shallows, with reeds and marshy-looking plants sprouting through the water. Clouds of midges flew everywhere. Tag kept brushing a paw across his face and swatting at them.
Phew! It's not much fun down in this stream bed. What do you say we go back up on the bank? At least we won't get eaten alive.
Nimbalo was a stubborn little beast. He stuck to his original idea.
No. Let's carry on down here a while. If it gets no better beyond that bend, then we'll go up on the bank.
As they rounded the bend, they were faced with a curious sight. It looked like a huge ball of dried mud, almost as tall as Tag. The curious part was that it could talk in a well-educated squeak.
Help! Assistance! Any beast, please take pity on me! Hello! Is there another creature out there? Answer me, I beg you!
The mud had set dry and solid in the sun. Tag approached and knocked on it, his paw making a hollow sound. He put his mouth close.
Hello? Any beast at home? What do you want us to do? I'm an otter and I have a harvest mouse with me. I'm Tag and he's Nimbalo.
The reply was polite, but with an edge of urgent impatience.
I'll tell you what I require. I want you to dispense with the formalities and get me out of here before I suffocate. Now can you do that, sir? Answer yes or no, please.
Tag got busy hacking away dried mud with his blade.
Yes!
Nimbalo found a big club carved from sycamore roots and dragged it across to Tag.
See what you can do with this, mate.
Tag swung the club, dealing the mud ball several good blows. Dust and dried mud clods showered him.
I'm not hurting you, am I?
He called out.
Are you all right in there?
The reply was shaky, but still rather urgent.
As well as can be expected, my dear fellow. Kindly continue.
Tag battered away forcefully until the mud prisoner called to him.
Stop! Desist, I pray. I'd be most upset if you slew me with my own club, sir. Most upset.
When the dust cleared, they were facing a hedgehog, hanging awkwardly out of a half ball of dried mud. Blinking dust from his eyes, he sneezed.
Ki-choo! Beg pardon. Ah, I see you have a knife. Would you be so good as to cut this rope? But mind my snout, I pray you.
Tag saw that a rope ran through the centre of the hedgehog's face, from spikes to chin. He severed it with a swift slice of the blade. The hedgehog began straining and gasping as the mud started to crack from around his spiky bulk.
Ah, my thanks to you, sir. Ooh, stand clear now.
He popped out free, leaving the rope and a considerable number of spikes embedded in his former prison. Splashing into the shallow stream, he lay on his back, wriggling and sighing.
Oh, that's better. Ooh, that feels rather good.
Sitting up, he proffered a muddy paw.
Robold, forthright at your services. May I express my heartfelt thanks for your prompt actions here today.
Nimbalo shook his paw.
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure, mate. But how did you get into that blinking mess?
Robald shook Tag's paw, allowing the otter to help him upright.
Not by my own making, I assure you. Come to my humble abode, and I will relate the incident to you in its entire dreadfulness.